Today's Namaste Yoga is a brand new series on awakening to your true self, and our class today is on recognition. Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to episode 309 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for welcoming me into your home for the next hour as we journey into our innermost home in this brand new series, a mindfulness-based series on awakening to our true self. I went back through my content request list series that I've had, and I realized we had several requests for mindfulness-based series, and also some of the some classes related to some of the attributes that of our true self, equanimity and joy, that are related to the more Buddhist side of the practice. And so we will be going over those in the next several coming weeks. I think this is going to be probably a longer series. We're going to take our time through it. So I'm very much looking forward to going on this journey with you. I would like to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing a cap sleeve bamboo top with the Om symbol on it and long black leggings. And also thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props today. I have a brand new rubber mat, which it's straight out of the package. It's got great traction, and it's made from natural non-Amazon rubber tree, and it's recyclable, it's biodegradable, so when it's done, it's just, there's no worry about what to do with it, because it's just going to go back into the earth. So I'm really pleased with that. It's really sticky, actually. Like, my feet don't even slide when I'm sitting here and cross-legged. Today you are going to need a couple of blocks for your practice, and it's nice to have a meditation cushion for when you receive our teachings, and a bolster is nice at the end for Shavasana, maybe even a blanket to pull up over you during Shavasana. And be sure to stay tuned all the way to the end, because I will tell you where you can go to get an infographic to help you. It's going to be a great tool. We're going to talk about a tool in our class today. This will be an infographic to help you go deeper with your mindfulness-based practice. So I'll tell you more about that at the end of our class today. And I have a testimonial too. So this is from a user called Jcast on YouTube in response to Namaste Yoga 307, the cultural conditioning series add-on on the myth of continual improvement. And they say, thank you so much. I haven't commented before, even though I've been watching you now for a couple of years. This class really hit at the right time for me. I wish we had more words for heartbreak, actually. There are really so many different types. The heartbreak from love lost is different from the heartbreak of wishing for the best in this world and then turning on the news. Thank you again. So thank you so much for leaving your comments on YouTube, on my website, and a membership community. You can respond by email and Instagram, and it's always great to hear from you. So thank you so much for leaving your comments. We're going to get started today with bridge pose. So I'm going to get you to use your feet and your block. You're going to feel your feet on the ground. I'm going to get you to place your block between your knees. So we're going to start by really bringing awareness into our bodies right away for today's class. So placing your block between your knees, your hands down beside your body, your feet flat on the ground, and just take a moment here to feel your feet on the ground. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And before you press up into bridge pose, I want you to see if you can feel each toe on the ground. And the back of your pelvis on the ground. And your rib cage on the ground. And your shoulders on the ground. Your head on the ground. And your arms on the ground. And feel the ground underneath you. So start to become aware of the ground underneath you. So first I'm becoming aware of the mat underneath me because it's a new mat, so it feels different. But underneath my mat, I'm aware that it's a hardwood floor, that I'm in my apartment, that I'm on the second floor. So start to notice your place in the world. So where are you? So I'm on the second floor. I'm in Victoria. I'm really close to the park and the water. So where are you on the earth today? What is the earth like underneath you, where you are? So here in Victoria, the earth is really rocky. So I'm sensing into that rocky earth here. But it's probably different where you are. And connect with what it is. If you're inside, connect with what it is like outside in where you are in the world today. So the sun's just come out here today. It's the morning. But just prior to that, the wind, it was a storm. The wind was blowing. The rain was pelting against the windows. And it was dark. So take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to invite some of that outdoors in so that there's no separation between inside and outside. So I'm going to breathe some of that sunshine into my body. If it was still raining, I might breathe some of that rain in, or some of that wind. And if it's nighttime where you are, you could breathe in some of the moonlight. And allow yourself to settle into the ground underneath you, the earth underneath you. And then feel your toes on the ground again, the balls of your feet and your heels on the ground. And let those sink into the ground even more. Feel them sinking, 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 and then you can start to press into them and feel your pelvis lift off the ground. Feel your inner thighs press into the block as you press up into Setu Bandhasana, bridge pose here. Recognizing the effort that it takes to press up into bridge pose here. Feeling your connection to the earth and your breath. See if you can feel each single toe on the ground here. Without gripping or pressing. And then you can slowly lower back down. And take your block and press it. Place it off to the side. And then you're going to draw your knees into your chest. If you have any knee issues, make sure you hold on behind your knees. Hug your knees into your chest. And then you can release your legs down and roll to your side. And we're going to come onto your right side, your right elbow. And from here, you're going to possibly fold your mat so you have a little extra padding here. Place your elbow directly underneath your shoulder and place your body in a straight line here. And then you're going to bend your knees back. And you're going to lift your rib cage away from your shoulder until your pelvis comes off the ground. And then you're going to reach your arm up and breathe and hold here. If you're feeling it too much in your shoulder, you need to lift your rib cage more so you take it more into your core. And then slowly lower down. And we're going to come on the other side. So very strengthening for your core. And we're going to do this on the other side. So take your left elbow directly underneath your left shoulder. You're going to pull your shoulder back, bend your knees back, and you're going to lift your rib cage away from your shoulder until your pelvis comes off the ground and reach your arm up. And you're going to hold here. Breathe. Very strengthening for your upper body as well. And then you can release that. And I'm pretty sure we're going to do, yes, we're going to do Parshvottanasana now. So you're going to need your second block probably, especially if your hamstrings are tight. And I would place them at the top position. So we're going to open up the backs of your hamstrings and legs here. Let's start with your left leg. So you're going to place your left foot in between the blocks. And the tighter your hamstrings are, the more you want less space. That's kind of a weird cue. The less space you want between your heel and your knee. Tuck your right toes under. Breathe in. Breathe out and straighten out through both your legs. You can bring your back foot in. I want both toes pointing straight ahead as though they're in railroad tracks here. And then you're going to breathe and you want to feel something happening in the back of your left leg. So that's our intention here, to lengthen out the back of your left leg here. Breathe, feel your feet on the ground. Press into your feet. Feel the sensation in the back of your front left leg. Fantastic pose for your hamstrings here. And then bend both knees, and we're going to switch legs. So now you have your right foot between the blocks, and you're going to curl your left toes under. Breathe in. Breathe out and straighten out both legs. And don't be surprised if your right leg is different. It might be tighter and it might not be tighter, depending on your body. And breathe. Feel both feet on the ground. Breathe into the back of your leg. You could also put your hands up on a chair here too. That would be fine as well. So great for focus, balance, stability. Mostly we're focusing on the backs of your legs here. Being aware of your breath, seeing if you can feel each toe on the ground without gripping the ball of your foot, your heel of your foot. Your knees are pointing forward. And shoulders are relaxed and space between your teeth. And then you're going to bend your knees and lower down, and we're going to come to a comfortable seated position. So today I'm going to sit on a meditation cushion. You could sit on a meditation cushion or on a chair, or on a block, whatever works best for you today. You might even want the extra support of the wall behind you. So do what works best for you and your body. You want to sit in such a way that your hips are higher than your knees, so your knees can relax on the ground. And we're going to sit today with the Gyan Mudra, thumb and index finger together, your other three fingers extended so that you can have that mindful awareness with your palms facing up on your lap. And you're going to sit with your shoulders over your hips and your ears over your shoulders. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to be receptive for the teachings for today. Today we begin a brand new series on mindfulness. And mindfulness is a non-judging, receptive awareness. You could view mindfulness as a respectful attention. We tend to go through our days giving attention with reaction, judgment, with dislikes. We even ignore what's happening. Sometimes we measure our experiences based on our expectations. And we evaluate ourselves in a constant stream of criticism and commentary. You may come to your yoga practice hoping for stress relief. But if you're in a yoga class that isn't just entertaining you, then you may find your practice is more confronting and more of an inner struggle than you expected. Over the coming weeks, we will practice a mindfulness-based yoga that is focused on your body, your emotions, your energy, your spirit, and your thoughts. We will bring your attention and your understanding to what is present rather than avoidance. In Namaste Yoga 211, we spoke of the monkey mind in the Hanuman series and the acronym RAIN, Recognition, Acceptance, Integration, and Non-Identification. Over the next 4 weeks, we will break down these four tools of mindfulness practice, starting with recognition. Recognition is a willingness to see what is. It is a readiness to ask the question, what's happening now? When we deny our present moment experience, we deny our own freedom. We suffer when we refuse our own anger, dissatisfaction, pain, and ambition. When we turn away from our goodness, our values, our beliefs, and our longings, we also suffer. When we name and inwardly bow to our experience, we awaken to our true nature. Jack Kornfield says all parts of your life must be included in your awakened life. Your life provides the perfect conditions for the awakening to your true self. So reflect on the teachings from today and begin to form an intention of what it is that you would like to receive from your practice today. What it is that you're trying to birth, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life. Okay, so once you've formed your intention, we're going to make our way into downward facing dog. So you're going to come onto all fours with your hands underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. Spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, inhale here. And exhale, you're going to reach your hips up towards the ceiling. For Adho Mukha Svanasana. And then from here, you're going to walk your feet in towards your hands. And make your way up to standing. And from standing, we're going to do Tadasana. So mountain pose, you're going to lift and spread your toes. Your feet are underneath your hip bones. Lengthen your legs down long into the ground. Allow your spine to lengthen up. Relax your shoulders down. Let your ears be over your shoulders. Let your arms relax down beside the side of your body. And again, you can close your eyes if you want to work on balance. And or you focus on something that's not moving on the ground. And again, just take a moment to pause and reflect on your place in the world, on the earth. If you've got a window, you can notice what it's like outside right now. So feel your place on the earth. Feel your connection to the earth underneath you on the ground, your feet connecting to the earth. And take this moment to know where you are. Then you're going to stand at the top of your mat and take a big step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to the front edge of your mat, sink down through your front left sit bone, and you're going to bring your arms straight up, and you're going to feel what's happening in your body, so you'll feel intensity in your legs in this pose. Feel your breath, and this pose is really about, for me, it's about facing what's happening in your life. So just notice, bring awareness to your life circumstances right now. So recognizing what's happening in your life. And then release this side from your body. Take a step forward, and we'll do this on the other side as well. So you'll take a step back with your left foot. And you're going to sink down through your front right sit bone this time. Your hips are facing the front edge of your mat. Roll your right knee out so that it's over your big toe, and you're not putting stress on the inside of your knee joint. Bring your arms straight up. Breathing and bringing recognition to what's happening in your life right now, your life circumstances. And then you can release this down. And we're going to do a balancing posture. We're going to do Warrior Three. So stand in the middle of your mat. You're going to stand on your left foot. You're going to bring your arms to the side of your body. You're going to hinge over your left hip. You could have a wall or a chair to help you with balance here. So that you're going to hinge over your left hip so that your back leg and your torso come parallel to the ground. You can bring your arms up so that they're parallel to the ground as well. If you want more help with balance, you can bring them out to the side. And then there's also that version where you use your blocks. It's very nice grounding version where you place the blocks on the ground like this as well. So do whatever version works best for you and your body today. Great pose for balance. Okay, so we're going to let that fall out of your body, and then we'll do this pose on the other side. So you're going to stand on your right foot, and we're going to hinge over your right hip. And again, lots of options. So you can either have your arms down by the side of your body, out to the side for balance. You can use a chair or a wall. Or you can take them overhead, or you can use the blocks on the ground for this really nice grounding version. So do what works best for you and your body. Very strengthening for your core too. Again, feel your foot on the ground. And then you can release this pose from your body. And we're going to come and sit down on the ground to prepare for our back bend for today. Okay. Okay, from seated for our back bend today, it's quite strengthening for your upper body. When I was looking through my content creation list, I saw quite a few requests for upper body strengthening. So I think I was kind of, that seed was kind of planted when I was making this class too. So this pose, you're going to take your hands behind you. And the way I like to do it so that it opens up your shoulders, prepares your shoulder girdles, is have your hands turned out at a 45 degree angle. I think that sets it up quite nicely. It's generally taught turned all the way out, but I think this just works a little better. So you can try it both ways and see what works best for you and your body. You're going to roll your shoulders back and up to prepare you. So your back is prepared, your shoulder girdle is prepared. And then what you're going to do here is like bridge pose. You're going to press into your feet and lift your pelvis. This is very strengthening for your upper body. And I'm going to show you another option. You can also do this pose with your legs out long. So you reach your same setup, roll your shoulder girdle back and down, and it's essentially a reverse plank. Okay. All right, so after that, we're going to do a twist with your right knee bent. Lengthen up tall through your spine. Wrap your left arm around your right leg and turn towards it. If you need more space for your belly, then you can always do an open twist here. So do what works best for you and your body. Thank you. And then we're going to release your right leg down and bend your left leg. Place your whole left foot on the ground. Lengthen up through your spine. Wrap your right arm around your left leg and turn towards it. This is very releasing for your spine. And again, if you find your belly gets in the way, there's too much belly compression here for you, turning towards your bent leg, then you can always do your twists open. So there's more space for you to breathe here. So while you're here, feel both your sit bones on the ground and the whole back of your right leg on the ground. So recognition again of where you are in space, where you are on the earth. And then come back to center. And we're going to do Paschimottanasana, so seated forward fold. For this one, you'll probably want to elevate your hips so it's easier to roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And if you have tight hamstrings like me, you may even want to place a bolster underneath your knees. So I'm going to use my meditation cushion here. And I'm also going to use a bolster. I'm going to place the bolster underneath my knees. And I'm going to elevate my pelvis a little bit so it's easier to roll my pelvis over my leg bones. And I'm going to fold forward until I feel something happening on the backs of my legs. Okay. So we talk about this a lot in the membership community. It's way better for your body to be at ease in a pose than for your hamstrings to be screaming and hanging on their hinges for dear life, because then your brain is going to send out the message of it being in danger, and there'll be no relaxing and letting go of the muscles. So propping is better. We do a lot of this in our brain yoga classes in the membership community. And then you're going to slowly come back up to vertical. Take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. And from here, you can take that elevation from underneath your hips out and place it off to the side. And you're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana. And you can keep that bolster underneath your knees for a nice smooth flow of energy while you're lying down here. So you're going to lie down with your palms up beside you to receive the teachings from today. To allow yourself to integrate this first class in the mindfulness-based series on awakening to your true self and our class on recognition. And you'll stay here and I'm going to sit up and I have a reading for you today from Jack Kornfield. Okay, this comes from Jack Kornfield's book, Bringing Home the Dharma. And he says, sitting mindfully without sorrows and fears or with those of another is an act of courage. It is not easy. Marge believed that confronting her rage might kill her. George's son's cystic fibrosis brought terrifying images of wheelchairs and early death. Perry was afraid to face his infidelities and sexual peculiarities. Jerry could hardly bear to think of the carnage he had seen during his work in Bosnia. For Angela, facing the recurrence of her cancer meant facing death. With patience and courage, each of these people gradually learned how to sit firmly on the earth and sense the contraction and trembling of their body without running away. They learned how to feel the floods of emotions, fear, grief, and rage, and allow them to slowly release with mindfulness. They learned how to see the endless mental stories that repeat over and over, and with the resource of mindfulness and compassion, to let them go and relax and to steady the mind and return to the present. Mindfulness does not reject experience. It lets experience be the teacher. One Buddhist practitioner with severe asthma learned to bring a mindful attention to his breath. By becoming aware of the stress in his body and being patient as the muscles in his throat and chest relaxed, he was able to limit his attacks. And another man undergoing cancer treatment used his mindfulness to quell his fear of pain and added loving kindness for his body as a complement to his chemotherapy. Through mindfulness, a local politician learned not to be discouraged by his attackers. A frazzled single mother of preschoolers used mindfulness to acknowledge her own tension and feeling of being overwhelmed, opening the space to become more respectful of herself and her boys. Each of these practitioners learned to trust mindfulness as they entered the difficulties in their lives. So this is from Jack Kornfield's book, Bringing Home the Dharm, Awakening Right Where You Are. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish our practice by gathering the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offering them out into the world with our mantra, Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Making space with breath and a sigh. Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If you're new to our channel, then you can subscribe on YouTube or iTunes and it will show up in your feed every week. And if you like today's show, then please give it a thumbs up or you can give it a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. That would be great. It helps other people just like you find us. We'd very much appreciate that. And you can share it with a friend or a family member or a coworker. That would be amazing too. I'd like to thank Donna, Sean, David, Ivy, Viola, Terry and Barbara for your donations this week. We appreciate your support immensely. You can make a donation right here. And if you'd like to contribute by offering your time, then you can donate by leaving a comment as well. Today's question to answer in the comments is, what did you notice because of your mindful awareness today that perhaps you may have not noticed before? So what did you notice because of your mindful awareness today that you perhaps hadn't noticed before? And we went into details on the teachings of RAIN today. We went into details on the first acronym of RAIN, recognition. And so if you'd like a handy infographic going through to the details of all of them, we're going to go over them over the next 4 weeks, then you can sign up at melissaos.com/309. There'll be an opt-in box there where you can get that infographic. And Brock has done a beautiful job of creating a RAIN infographic for you. It's nice just to have these reminders with us. I know there are some things that I'm working on integrating into my life right now. And when I have that sheet with me, it just makes all the difference. So I hope you find that helpful. And if you'd like more support in bringing mindfulness into your life, then I highly recommend starting a seated meditation practice. And we have a lot of support for that in our meditation community. We have an introduction to meditation practice where there's a class that prepares your body for sitting, because that can be a challenge when you first start a meditation practice, getting your hips prepared and your spine and your body being able to sit for a period of time. And then there's instructions on how to sit and be with your body and your breath and your thoughts, because those are the sort of the main questions that people have. So that's in the Introduction to Meditation series. We have a meditation group in our membership community, and we also have over 60 guided meditations in our membership community. So that's all below. If you'd like to become a member of our community, we'd love to have you. If you've been feeling that call to start a meditation practice, then there's a lot of support for that in our community. So I am sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.